It is the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now. Let's get into Joe's Need to Know News. I hate talking about this, but I feel like it is something we have to. It's breaking news this morning as you're waking up. You're probably just hearing about this. 12 people are dead in a shooting at Thousand Oaks nightclub in Thousand Oaks, California. The shooting happened around 11:20 p.m. I believe that is actually California time, so Pacific time. Hundreds of people are inside the Borderline Bar and Grill for their college country night. It's just like a fun club night. Liv, you probably went to nights like that when you were in school.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't have to be like, yee-haw. You're just, you know, having a good time and enjoying yourself. They're saying early reports, at least 30 shots were fired and the gunman used smoke bombs when he entered the bar.
Oh my God.
It's unclear what type of weapon the shooter used. Police said the shooter was dead inside the bar. It's unclear how he died. Authorities said one deputy is among the 12 confirmed dead. So those brave men and women going in there trying to take out this sick person. The deputy was rushed to a nearby hospital and pronounced dead later there. So our thoughts and prayers to everybody out there. It's like, you got to keep on moving on and doing your thing, but God, it's like, what the hell is wrong with people?
I literally have chills. That is so sad. All, like, the thoughts and prayers out to all of those families of those 12 people. I could not imagine. It's just crazy. Crazy.
Now, this is crazy, too, but on a different level. I like don't like to talk politics hardly at all on the show. I mean, Alex loves it, but I think this is something, if she wasn't on vacation, we'd probably both laugh at just how hysterical. Did you see anything yesterday, Liv or producer Porkchop, about President Trump? He gave like a huge, like kind of open speech or Q&A, I should say, with reporters from everywhere. Usually it's like a press secretary does that, but he went on for like an hour and a half just answering questions. But his obviously not best friend, Jim Acosta from CNN, because he doesn't like CNN, President Trump calls them fake news. They went back and forth, and it was so awkward. He wouldn't give up the microphone. Did you see this or hear this?
No, that is so awkward.
Listen, I'll put a video up on the Need to Know News blog so you can see it. It's just an awkward situation. Listen to this. This is what happened. And on top of that, White House correspondent Jim Acosta, he got President of Trump upset. You'll hear that. But he also now has lost his White House press credential, so he's not allowed on the grounds. He's been suspended. Like, they took it away from him. But here's what happened that led up to that.
I'll tell you what. CNN should be ashamed of itself having you working for them. You are a rude, terrible person. You shouldn't be working for CNN. Go ahead.
I think that's unfair.
You're a very rude person. The way you treat Sarah Huckabee is horrible. And the way you treat other people are horrible.
By the way, they're like 5 feet away from each other. Like, as close as I am to producer Porkchop right now, like, it's not like he's like way in the back pointing at him. It's like they're face to face.
You shouldn't treat people that way. Go ahead.
In Jim's defense, I've traveled with him and watched him. He's a diligent reporter who busts his butt.
Well, I'm not
like
a big fan of yours either, so
I understand.
To be honest.
So let me ask you a question if I can.
At him.
You repeatedly said.
You are the best.
Mr. President, you repeatedly, over the course
of. Okay, just sit down, please. Well, when you report fake news, when you report fake news, which CNN does a lot, you are the enemy of the people.
I mean, they're going back. This is
honestly
only 40 seconds. It was insane.
Yeah, I was going to say, what we heard is not too much back and forth. It's kind of just one person
dominating. Yeah, I mean, I had to cut it down, Liv, because it was probably a good 2 or 3 minutes of the Jim and him.
Gosh.
But that's mainly from the president. So they stripped him of what they call a hard pass, which allows him onto the grounds. I'm sure he'll get it back eventually, but it's like, oh my God, it's such a circus. It's almost funny.
I just cannot wait to watch this later. I mean, I am living for this. It's basically like the Real Housewives of politics.
I was going to say it's like Jerry
Amazing.
Springer. It's political Jerry Springer. You
Amazing.
Know what I mean?
Amazing. I'm here for it.
Okay, yeah. That video will be up there for you to check on out. This is kind of interesting. And I wonder who like actually figures this out and does all the research. But there's been some research, and here's what people across the United States in each state is what they're Googling for the most about Thanksgiving. What do you think people in Indiana have been searching for the most leading up to the big turkey day?
Deep fried turkey.
Or like, how many dishes can I use corn in?
That's a good one, too. This is something that my family always does, unfortunately, now, and that is restaurants that are open on Thanksgiving near me.
No!
Do you ever go out for Christmas or Thanksgiving instead of doing it at your family's? You go to a restaurant that's open?
I might have in case of, like, certain emergencies.
I literally have never, ever in my life have done that.
No?
other popular churches, none of them are that strange. Pumpkin pie, also NFL on Thanksgiving Day, probably the football games that are happening. This makes me sick. Vegetarian Thanksgiving, thank you. There's nothing to be thankful for there.
Who was that? What states were that?
Oh, gosh. I think that was like California. And
probably yeah.
Which totally makes sense. And then other ones like how to cook a turkey. One thing I saw which makes me want to think, I want to see if you guys are interested and if you've ever done it. Have you done Friendsgiving before?
Oh, yeah.
I've done it, not on actual Thanksgiving, but I've definitely done it a week before Thanksgiving with my friends in college.
I think we should do that on a Friday or Saturday night. We should do Friendsgiving.
Absolutely. I think that would be so fun. Also, if you are Googling how to cook a turkey the day of Thanksgiving, you probably just don't want to cook a turkey, and you probably shouldn't.
All right, and the final story today. I hope it's not in your garbage. I hate to steal one of your stories if it is, Liv, but I saw this and I got so upset. I'm like, man, the Super Bowl's already lame. No offense to Maroon 5, but I'm not that excited to see them perform.
Right.
Did you guys see there's actually a big 3-day concert festival before the Super Bowl?
No way.
All right, yeah, check this out. Tell me if you'd rather go to this or see the Super Bowl performance. Of course, Maroon 5 is doing the halftime performance at this year's Super Bowl in Atlanta, but there's going to be a 3-day festival leading up to it. The Bud Light Super Bowl Music Festival takes place Thursday, January 31st through Saturday, February 2nd. The game, of course, on February 3rd. Day one, Ludacris, Migos, Lil Yachty, and a DJ set by Lil Jon.
Oh.
Day two, Aerosmith headlines. I love Aerosmith. I know you're probably who? And then on the day before the Super Bowl, Bruno Mars and Cardi B will team up to headline day three.
Oh, no way.
Is that not better than the Super Bowl?
That is amazing, but who wants to go to a music festival when it's cold outside?
This guy does. I'll do anything cold outside. There's beer and cheese festivals.
Oh, I'd rather watch football.
Oh, well, you can throw football around. I'm just saying, I think everybody there I would have rather seen, maybe not Lil Yachty, other than Maroon 5.
Are you
at Super
kidding
Bowl.
Me? Lil Yachty is amazing.
He's okay. On a spot with my little eye. That is Joe's Need to Know News. See all these stories and get the information on our website right now.